atomic phone. Roll call, please.
Hartke.
Here.
Kibler. Maxwell. Quisenberry.
Here.
Rosales. Schwartz.
Here.
James.
Here. Okay, I need an approval of the agenda and any addenda.
I move approval of the agenda.
Second.
I've got a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's approved. Next, we have approval of minutes. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Got a motion and a second. Any discussion? I thought I marked some, but I'm not going to worry about it. It was probably just a misspelled word. Hearing none, I've got a, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. I have no public participation, so we'll go right on through there. Communications, Deb, do you want to say anything about Mr. O'Connor at this point, or you sent out an email?
Mm-hmm. He did pass away yesterday, and the visitation will be at St. Thomas Catholic Church in Philo from 9 to 11 on Saturday morning, with the services to immediately follow, and we did send flowers from the county board.
Thank you. And Mr. Maxwell, did you ever, if I may, did you ever get a chance to go by and see him?
Yes, I did. Let's see, it was on a Saturday.
Yes, my wife and I went down to see him. It's been a couple Saturdays ago. And at that point in time, he was very weak. And but he did recognize the fact that we were there, and he was able to laugh a bit about some jokes and things. So, yeah.
Thank you. Anybody else have any communications?
Could I ask for clarification?
Actually, I have this courtesy of Gary Maxwell, but the times are 9 to 11 a.m. Saturday morning, and the service will be at 11.
Okay. So we'll move on to the next. We have a request for approval for release of the invitation to bid 2014-008, ITB 2014-008, installation of boilers, air handlers, and digital controls at the Brookings Administration Center. And do we have a motion?
I so move.
Second?
Second.
We got a motion and a second on the floor. Discussion, and I'll let Dana give us some information also.
Thanks, Dan. This is just a continuation, if you remember, the 2015 budget for capital asset. This was one of the items that was listed. This is a significant item just because of the estimated cost, $397,000. Our boilers, air handlers that we wish to replace, as well as finishing up the digital controls, will really assist us here at the building. Our boilers are just about ready to go. Don't know how long the current ones will last, hopefully until this project is done through this winter. We are taking advantage by getting this out at this time. We would be taking advantage of a slow time with contractors over the month of basically December, January, February, March. When they'll be looking for work, hoping to get a good competitive price. We also are doing it this time because we want this work to be done over the late spring. We allow the contractors to actually start with the larger pieces of equipment, the boilers, the air handlers, March 23rd. Project needs to be done by May 1st. Does give them enough time. They can come in the building prior to that and certainly stretch out conduit and start stringing stuff along to get this the project completed in a timely manner. The May 1st, besides getting it done and getting ready for warm weather, May 1st also allows us enough time to complete the DCEO paperwork. We've already received prior approval for a grant up to about $120,000. It's in the document, I believe. We will file for that as soon as the project is done, but it has to be on file in their office prior to May 8th to make sure that we get the dollars for this fiscal year for DCEO, so.
Dana?
Yes, sir.
The 120 is for the current project, not the boilers.
I'm sorry. Yes, I apologize. I believe that's $40,000 for this project. There, unfortunately, not as much return from DCEO on the boilers and air handlers as they were for the project we're currently doing, so.
Any questions? Okay, we got a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, this moves on. Okay, next is we have the Facilities Director.
It gets released at this point, right?
Yeah, it goes out.
Yes.
I just wanted to clarify what moves on meant.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for clarifying, Mr. Quisenberry. Next is Facilities Director's Report. Dana, you want to take those?
Yep. Quick update on the Brookings Administrative Center Energy Efficiency Project. If you'll remember, Alpha Controls was issued a contract on August 22nd of this year to implement ventilation improvements, digital control upgrades for multi-zone units, fan coils, et cetera. It is designed, and we anticipate having an energy return, energy savings of about 27% with electric and gas. The project is costing $139,000, with the DCEO has already given us approval for up to $120,000. Obviously significant and helpful in helping furnish other projects down the road for us in terms of capital asset. Alpha has been here at Brookings since October 1st. During that time, they've started with their communications network. All their controllers, everything that they're putting in is wireless, so they've got to build a wireless network within the building. They've already put in their server. This week, they actually started on air handlers number 5 and 6, putting in controls and running signal cable and control cables, rather, as well as next week, they'll start with 2 more, 4 and 5, the following week, 1 and 2. They shall complete this project by December 24th. It's important for us to get it done then as well, so we are pushing them so that we can file with the DCEO for our grant money, which we hope and anticipate receiving by the end of January, middle part of February at the latest.
Thank you.
Questions? Hearing none, I'll move on. Brookings Generator Project. Barbara DeAtley was issued a contract on September 16th. The cost of that was $79,000 and some change to construct, to build and install basically a backup power generator for IT services. We currently have none in the building here at Brookings. As a number of you saw as we took a tour in Brookings, 5-6 months ago, we were in dire need of putting in a backup system, since all computer operations flow through Brookings, as well as the communications for court, sheriff's office, and so forth. GHR was hired to design the work. That was done about 10 months ago. And then we hired them as well to run the project, to put the bid document together. That price was $10,400. We negotiated that price with them when we had an estimate that the cost was going to be in excess of about $130,000 or $40,000. When we bid it out, came in at $79,000. Great for us. However, we already negotiated a contract with GHR, but they've been terrific to work with and doing a great job with following up with the contractor. Contractor has been very busy. They started October 1st here in the building, pulling conduit You don't see it in the hallways as you walk by because it's being run above the ceiling. They've got to move a conduit to the outside, underneath basically where IT services is. They've drilled through the floor. There's a subsequent document that's a field report that was just taken from this week. Gives you a little indication of what's transpired with some photos that I laid out on your desks prior to the meeting. But things are going great with Barbara Diatley, their electrician, and it differs on the report. Lucas McGill, the engineer with GHR, has got another project that he's working on, who is using Anderson electricians. And this project here at Brookings, we're using Aladdin. They were part of the Barbara Diatley team. So I apologize for the error, but I just caught that walking into the room. Completion for the generator should be December 12th. I say should be. We anticipate that everything will be done by then. But we still do not have a final date of delivery on the generator. It's been ordered. It's been ordered for a month. And we're waiting and hopeful that by next week we'll get a drop-dead delivery date. One of the reasons that the project was actually $79,000 versus over $100,000 when we were talking about trying to locate where the generator was going to be housed, pouring the pad, we initially thought it was going to be outside of the building, typical to a lot of our facilities. And when we couldn't find a suitable location, we said, well, let me ask the question, why can't we put it inside the quad or the grass area behind the windows over here? It would be closer to our mechanical room, shorter runs of conduit and wire. So it really was a win-win and saved us ultimately a lot of dollars. Pad's been poured back there. We will have to crane the generator over the top of the building. We'll make sure that that Deb is out of her office that particular day as we do that, since she's very close to it. Yeah. We'll have Gordy help, yeah. But we anticipate finishing up the 12th, and it's moving along nicely.
Does that mean we don't have to build a fence?
We do not need a fence for the generator. You are correct. It's very well protected with the building. Any questions? Third update. It's been reported, I think, in paper and as well as on the radio. We had a little issue. We had a couple issues actually at the courthouse on. On Thursday, October 23rd, actually, I was over at about 8 o'clock at the courthouse and noticed water on Elm Street, basically just behind the loading dock on Elm, between there and the post office. Reported it to the water company. We got put on a waiting list. They said they'd be out when they would get to it. Unfortunately, Friday night, the 24th, about 9 o'clock, it pops. It pushes up an immense amount of asphalt. Big hole, meet the water company out there. They claim it's the fire suppression system line, which would mean that it's on the county's dime and not Illinois American Water. So I was able to get cross construction over here on Saturday, that next Saturday. We started digging about 10:30 in the morning and dug till about 5 o'clock. By the time we finally found it, it was the valve, which was a good thing. Yeah, the valve actually belongs to Illinois American Water, and it's on their dime now. Subsequent to that, we found they had another leak in the main water line, which they fixed late Saturday night. And then they, unfortunately, when they fixed that, they crushed a sanitary line that is about a foot underneath their water main, and they had to come back and replace that on Monday. And they've had to replace a lot of street, which is completely done now, except the painting. But the other item, which is a bit unknown yet, the post office folks had significant water. We had about a foot of water on Elm Street, and it was running down their exterior stairs. So they had a good 8 to 12 inches of water in the basement, and but that's been turned over to Illinois American Water. So we're almost done with that, with just a little bit of painting left. But the other incident that occurred, unfortunately not on the same night that we lost the fire suppression, but October 29th, we had a small fire, no damage other than an elevator motor. But when the elevator motor tripped out for whatever reason, it also took out a main breaker to the building, as well as when the smoke hit the fire alarm. We had a building-wide fire alarm, had to clear the building. So there was no damage from smoke or the fire. The actual flame was very minimal. It was on the motor itself. That's been replaced. Elevator is back up and working, and there is no smoke residue. There's no nothing. We were, quite honestly, very fortunate. Actually, one of our court security officers, court security is in charge of making sure that the building is secured and folks get out of the building. It was a staff member, and their next job after they make sure that it's clear is to find a location and assist with the fire department. And he was down there, happened to be portable fire hydrant, a chemical one, and he sprayed it, quick spray, one spray, and it was out. Hardly any flame, but there was a significant amount of smoke. It took about an hour to clear the basement. So, all ends well. We didn't have to pay. My guess is the bill on the Illinois American Water is probably six figures. It's about 30 yards of street. It was 4 feet down, plus in the sanitary line was another 2 feet. Insurance from post office. It was impressive. So,
thank you. Any other questions or conversation? Okay,
Danny. Next up, for some of the paperwork that I handed out, if you take a quick peek at that, just kind of an overall quick sketch of our budget. We've done really what I think is a good job. We've had some challenges this year. We are going to be short, so we are asking for a budget amendment of $37,000. We've covered a number of additional items. We had issues at the satellite jail with mold and bacteria. The sheriff and I agreed that the sheriff would pay for the kitchen. We would take care of the showers. Showers is going to be a little bit more money. But we've spent about $22,000 for Service Master and cleaning up with the showers. OEHS, which is a testing agency, testing mold, both on the wall, floor, as well as any airborne, as well as the bacteria. And then to fix the problem, I've had to hire a company called Santa Glaze to put a product up on the wall that will make it a lot easier for the inmates and custodial staff to do cleaning. The inmates are basically responsible for cleaning things behind locked doors in terms of cells, showers, kitchen, so forth. We'll take care of floors in the other areas. So we're working with the sheriff's office correction staff to try and ramp up their cleaning process. Part of the problem with the showers, frankly, was that there was a product put on the shower about 15 years ago. It's a Corian, and it was glued, placed on the wall. The inmates, who have an abundant amount of time, apparently, have found ways to break it off. It comes off in sharp pieces, real issue for the correction staff. But they're also pulling it away from the wall, so there's a crevice. It's impossible to get in there and clean. So we've got to remove it, remediate the mold, bacteria, and then we're putting up a new product. Well, to do that, there's 23 showers in the building. We can do it basically at about three showers at a time, which is a portion of a pod. So they actually have to clear inmates out and move around, and we've got to work around their schedule and their time. So it can't all be done at once. So why it's a little bit more expensive to do and portion out as we go. Another issue we've had was at the courthouse, an unexpected, unplanned expense. Had a compressor that went down this summer that ended up costing us $27,000. we were able to take up within our budget a majority of that, but just don't have enough funds to take care of the rest of the year without a budget amendment, so.
So are you asking for a motion or anything?
No.
That'll go to finance?
Yeah, just wanted to make you aware of it.
On that
go ahead.
Mold in the shower net, or is that going to be monitored for a while, or anybody going to recheck that in 30, 60 days, or?
Yeah, we're still putting together the program for cleaning with the kitchen element. Their contractor, Airmark Foods, is also responsible for making sure that the kitchen is clean. However, they use trustees, inmates, to not only help prepare the meal and serve it, but to do the cleaning. So we're working with them to come up with a better method, better checking method to make sure that the cleaning process is being followed through, and we'll do that as well with the showers. And then we anticipate coming back, you know, probably in 6 months, and hiring OEHS to come back and do some test samples, just to make sure that we're hanging in there doing it. They have not, to the folks' knowledge at the corrections at Satellite Jail, they have not had an issue with this before. Building's been there for 18 years, so we'll.
When the work's all done, would there be a way that the sheriff could have a staff person maybe every 3 months or so just do a visual check on them?
The sheriff is, I'm sure that's what's going on. The sheriff has rearranged his correction staff and got somebody else in charge of taking care of that, and that's a major part of their duty is ensuring that folks are doing what they're supposed to be doing with cleaning, both in the kitchen area and showers, so.
Okay. Any other questions?
I have questions for them.
So is that transfer from General Corp? What's the budget? I know we're not discussing it now, but just.
It's a budget amendment.
Right.
So it is a request for additional expenditure authority in the fiscal 14 budget, which basically means it comes from fund balance. There's no revenue. There's no new revenue to cover it. So it's just an additional appropriation.
So there was a fund balance. So you're not transferring from a different fund. You just didn't have appropriation.
No, we're not transferring. We're just asking you to increase the budget
authority
for General Corporate for fiscal 14.
And it's after the fact, sort of?
Well, we're almost to the end of the fiscal year.
Right, but the spending, we actually did that already? Did we already spend this amount?
Yeah, well, to get through the end of the fiscal year with all of the obligations that physical plant has, they will need this budget amendment. I mean, I think they were trying to do what they could for as long as they could to see if they could manage all of the expenses within the budgeted authority, but it's become evident that they will not make it through the fiscal year unless they get this budget amendment because of these issues.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thanks.
Okay. The other piece with budget, since it's really We have two budgets. The capital asset replacement fund was the second piece, and the top portion was the approved 2014 projects, as you folks approved prior to the beginning of FY 14. We've made some changes. So you can see the actual projects listed. In terms of actual cost, yes, $603,000. We are over our fund balance availability, but if you add back in the DCO award money, we've already received the $20,900. We've got $120,465 yet to go with this current project, digital controls, that I spoke about earlier. You know, we're anticipating we'll get that money by the end of January at the latest, mid-February, which will still be allowable to be thrown into the FY 2014 books. So. Questions?
Any questions? Okay. Now your update on the
Illinois Green Business Association. We are finally, and it's. I think we didn't take the summer off, but I think we ended up taking a good portion of the summer and part of the spring off. We did change the person who was with us as part of their organization, took another job, and it wasn't until probably middle to latter part of September when Cassie Carroll finally said, I'm taking the county on in terms of Brookings. And so we've scheduled now meetings every 2 weeks through the end of the year, trying to wrap this thing up by the end of the year. Getting a lot of help, great help from other entities within the building. Got representatives from various parts. Auditor's office, JJ is actually on the Green Committee. We've got folks from RPC, from the Park District, IT services. So we're picking up speed, and you know, we should be done by the end of the year, basically. So good. According to Cassie's schedule, and believe me, we're going to follow it.
Because I remember that being, I thought it was supposed to be done in December because it was supposed to be a project, but that's fine. I knew there'd be some roadblocks. Any other comments, questions? Is that it, Dana?
That's all I've got.
Well, thank you. Other business. Anybody have any other business? Mr. Harkey.
I just want to say this is your last meeting as our chairman, and despite our occasional disagreement, I think you've been a very fair, very open chairman. We're going to miss you. Thanks for working hard. We know you work hard for us, and we'll see you around, hopefully.
I hope so. Thank you, Josh. Appreciate that. Any other comments, or anybody want to gloat over the election? No, we can't. Okay, chair's report. Following on to what Josh just said, I just want to state that I do enjoy this committee. Out of all the committees on the county, this is the one I've always enjoyed, even when Mr. Beckett was chair. I never hardly agreed with Mr. Beckett, but he did bring some stuff to the table. I enjoy all of you that serve and continue to serve, and Mr. Quisenberry for hanging in there for 2 years, because I know at first there was some maybe not going to hang for 2 years, but that's good. I think he came to like my style, so he stayed.
Yeah, that was it.
I think that's it. That's my story. And I do want to say to all the support staff that keep things going, meaning the maintenance men, the administrative secretaries, and everybody, I don't know a lot of those folks, but without those folks, this county wouldn't operate. The administrative staff for, you know, keeping things in check and trying to keep the taxes as low as I can, I deeply appreciate that. And I know Dana stepped in. He's got a lot on his plate. It's a new day, and there's a lot that needs to be done. I just hope that whoever's in this committee, if it continues on, that when you look at these things, emergency things happen, and we need the funds, and we need to update stuff because it is getting older. And I've beat that horse a long time, but I really think that that's the way we ought to go. And when people ask me about the county or serving on the county board, I'm pleased to serve here. I really am. It's been a good ride. It's been interesting. I've learned a lot. You know, when I started out, I was a grunt. I used to shovel dirt, move dirt, dig holes, redo it. Thought I was in the military for a while, and my kids even talked at one time about getting me a shirt that says Dad Loves Dirt. And I used to tell them, hold off on that because I'm going into politics. But anyway, I do enjoy it. I enjoy being around here. I'm going to miss it a little bit. But I got 4 dogs to take care of and some other things I want to do and friends I want to visit. And who knows? Who knows where I'll be in 2 years? I don't know if I'll come back like Mr. Weibel is, but I might. So with that said, I do thank everybody and the staff. I deeply appreciate you all and wish you all the best. With that, designation of items to be placed on the consent agenda, number 7, no. See, I can never get out with it being correct once. No. Okay, well, no. Then I'll ask for, nope, Mr. Rosales walked in. I'll ask for an adjournment, please. Or a motion. Josh. Josh and Mr. Rosales. All in favor? Aye. Thank you.